Hi, this is Greg reporting in after my week in Dallas. I got almost no sleep on my overnight flight. I usually get some in, but this time it was almost none. And then when I got into Dallas that evening, I was already into being the main ministry in a group of mainly 30 to 50-year-old couples. I received something for everyone there that night, and some pretty amazing stuff, and it seems like the Lord always leaves the last person or persons for some of the really, really pinpoint stuff that's amazing and really convinces everybody this is definitely God that's being received here.
I told the group before we got started that I had an advantage that evening because I was so fried that my brain won't be getting in the way of what God really wants to say.
Just as a highlight, the very last person, I remember well because it was quite amazing. And it was the last person the Lord had me wait for. In fact, she didn't think she was even going to get anything. Her husband was off on some other ministry type trip, actually, because everyone there pretty much was leaders in one way or another. Most of them now associated with the Upper Room in Dallas. But I remember I got the words for her that she was settling up to the plate. And she was just about to hit the ball out of the park. And that was amazing to her because she was getting set up in something that she didn't know whether she should do or not. And then it gave her confidence that she was on the right track and that God was going to be with her and help her to get through this. I found out also that she was very involved in baseball. Then after he gave me that line, he gave me another line and said, microphones are waiting. She went on to explain to everybody that the day before she had been offered a job where she'd be doing microphone work. And she's actually a singer, but she hasn't done that for a long time. But she didn't know whether she should or not. So that was another huge confirmation to her. But those are the kind of things that make it all worthwhile. And just as a little note of how the enemy works, she was the one person that wasn't going to show up that night. She said, told of all things that were going against her. Her husband wasn't even in town. She was depressed and didn't, had a lot of decisions to make. But her prophetic mother said, I really, really think you should go tonight. I think you're going to be lifted up. Our Father loves to surprise us. One couple there that does podcasts out of the Upper Room or associated with the Upper Room invited me at the end of the night to do an interview with them sometime. So possibly the next time in Dallas, I'll be doing that one. The next night, I spent the afternoon evening with a very prophetic apostolic couple who have become great friends of mine. They're in partners with this ministry. They're originally going to have a big gathering. They really felt strongly they're supposed to cancel it and invite their son in, who's they've been praying for a long time. And the Lord gave me a bunch of words for him. Spent a lot of time explaining to him what God was calling him to do. Their son is an engineer who they said now is pretty excited about stepping more into his prophetic ministry. But I did get words for every single person that they'd give me the names for. And told them they were supposed to deliver them when they were supposed to deliver them. And they have. And they said, actually, it was amazing how clear those words and pinpoint to a lot of people, which encouraged people to really look at God as much more present and active in their lives. Joe and I met with a woman who'd recently moved to Dallas. She used to be stationed in the Sacramento area for years. Worked with trying to gather the church, being effective in government. Got frustrated a lot with that, but she was recently sent to Dallas by the Lord, and we spent time talking, and I explained to her really the new model, the only model that's going to work, and how the prophets really need to be a key part of that and get clear direction to the more apostolic founder establisher people. But it was really good talk to her. She's a woman who's written several books. And so I'm surely she'll be a person that we're associated with, especially Joe, more in the Dallas area in coming years. I wrapped up my time in Dallas working, talking to Joe about the new location for the Upper Room up there, which is trying to get even further in a more mixed ethnic area and much, much bigger. And he's him being one of the main elders. I'm going to be working with some of the other prophetic council and people that have pretty amazing experience in understanding strongholds from around the country, and that is concentrated in the Dallas area especially. And so I'll be working with them, trying to make sure that we clear some grounds and be very effective in the upper room and its new plant in the Dallas area. So overall, this is a very successful trip in Argentina. And then in Dallas, you can probably tell from my voice that I've been fighting something. First time in 3 years that I got some, but it really bought on by me getting all burnt out, even though I kind of know what I was supposed to give up in Dallas once I got there, because some of the most amazing stuff happened right off the bat when I got into Dallas. Thank you to especially to those who have interceded for me this trip, and really the handful of supporters financially. Please be praying that we get some more broader financial support than that, but I really thank the made this all possible financially. I'll send out a general newsletter sometime soon, but those who are listening to the podcast are actually getting more details. So I really appreciate you listening in and praying for me. Thank you, bless you, and be in health and prosper.